Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Earlier this week, we aired an interview with the Wisconsin Tourism Secretary, Sarah Meany, at Lakeshore State Park. That just happens to be one of the many public parks and green spaces accessible from Milwaukee County's Oakleaf Trail.
If you live in Milwaukee, chances are that you're within 3 miles of the Oakleaf. That makes the city just one of 7 metropolitan areas where more than 90% of its residents live with close access to a public trail.
The history of the 125-mile trail and how it came to be is featured in this month's Milwaukee Magazine in a feature called A Grand Old Leaf, written by Matthew Prigge.
Prigge joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio to share what he learned about the Oak Leaf's past, present, and what it hopes to become in the future. He begins by explaining what led to the first test ride of the trail in 1939.
The earliest inklings of this were kind of based in this hostile movement that was, it had become popular in Germany in the early 1900s. It was basically these series of little, you know, campsites or hotels along these trails that hikers and backpackers would use as they traversed the German countryside. And that had come to the U.S. by the 1920s, around that era. And the idea was to kind of create this series of these hostels in eastern Wisconsin. And that never really took hold. But the idea of having these expansive trails that would have gone along with those did. And that was the sort of the brainchild of one of the early bicycling advocates here in the area named Zip Morgan, who eventually laid out what became the Oak Leaf Trail as a bicycle and hiking trail that was sort of based on the same idea of getting out to nature and to getting away from the city without really being all that far from the city. But it ended up manifesting itself as this trail around Milwaukee County.
Cycling really took off after the Great Depression, right? So that contributed to people's want and the popularity of just getting around by bike?
Yeah, there was a cycling fad in the late 1800s that had sort of faded away by the 20s. But with the Depression, with you know, resources scarce, with people looking to save money any way they could, a lot of people turned back to cycling as a more practical means of getting around rather than the earlier incantation of this being sort of a, I don't want to say frivolous, but, you know, a recreational
right.
thing. So the idea was to use this as a way to get around, and the popularity in cycling led to the establishment of this round the county trail.
So we have Harold Zip Morgan, and we also have a man named Sam Snead. So what was Sam's influence with all of this as well?
I believe he's the one that actually charted that came up with the route that they would take back in June 1939. Snead and Morgan and a group of some other local cycling activists and even a reporter from, I think it was the Milwaukee Journal, took the initial ride on the Oak Leaf, which was at that time just basically, you know, going through some city streets, but mostly dirt paths or trails through county parks. So Snead was the one that came up with this idea. This was also kind of derived from the idea of the county parks in general, that they would create this ring around the county of green space. Now, that never became as complete as Charles Whitnall, the father of the county parks, here wanted it to be. But it left a good, you know, a very good starting point for where they eventually mapped this trail.
So they were mapping the trail based on existing green spaces that were already there, or were they constructing new paths as well?
No, the green spaces were already there. I can't remember specifically. I mentioned it in the article, but they did something, you know, the 70-mile loop, all of it, but maybe 10 or so miles was on, you know, off of the thoroughfares and the streets. So they got to do a large portion of it through these parks. But that initial ride, again, back in 39, would have been a pretty tough, I mean, even today going, you know,
yeah,
the loop around the Oak Leaf would be quite a bit. But back then, obviously, riding, you know, bicycles from a different era, they were pretty much going on, you know, on dirt and, you know, at best on gravel in places.
Mm-hmm. So they are making this initial ride in 1939, but the Oak Leaf Trail, as we know it, wasn't officially recognized until 1965. So why do you think it took so long to have that, you know, official recognition and the complete connectivity?
Yeah, well, you know, cycling, even though it was as popular as it got in the 30s, it was still sort of, you know, I don't think the government or the county government or the county parks really recognized it as something that needed to be I'm not sure they saw a lot of value in catering to this sect of the population, but cyclists certainly knew about it. And, you know, there's evidence sort of anecdotally that people have been using this loop that was created through this time. But, yeah, it wasn't until the late 60s that the county finally paved a small portion of it in Lake Park. You know, even when they just had a few miles of it, it was sort of considered this very forward thing among the cycling community nationwide that Milwaukee was doing this. And once they started to pave things, this idea that Milwaukee could become a national cycling hub kind of took off. And, you know, from that, just in bits and pieces, they managed to complete the rest of the loop.
And we've continued to have new paving segments done today, mm-hmm. or maintenance done. And you mentioned that Milwaukee was set to be this bicycling hub. And recently, we moved up to the third highest level by the League of American Bicyclists. We're a silver level for bike safety, accessibility, things like that. Yeah. But we're still not there. You know, we're still not that bicycling hub that was projected to be. So how do you think the Oak Leaf can help or hinder that? And where do we rank compared to other major cities? Do they have a similar system like we have the Oak Leaf?
Yeah, well, in talking to the people from the parks, it's certainly a unique thing nationally to have so much of the population within such a close distance of this huge trail that is going to, you can take this 40 miles to the north, you can connect it to the Waukesha trails. That's certainly unique in that regard, that this huge portion of the population has pretty good access to this. And I think it just starts or just lays down, there's so much here for bike cyclists just existing. And I think it's a lot easier to build off of that when you have something like the Oak Leaf that so many people use and I use it to commute to work. Lots of people use it to commute to work. It's not strictly a recreational thing. It's a very practical means of getting around and of not needing to use a car. And as that picks up, and certainly it has in recent years, I think that just makes adapting more for cyclists just that much easier here in the city. I just saw, recently in the last couple of days, I saw that they're adding like something like 4,000 new bike racks. You can line your bikes up to all over the city. So that's just just to point out, stopping here to do this interview, I needed to lock my bike to a parking meter because there wasn't one in close proximity. So that's certainly a great thing that they're adapting here. And, I'm not sure if we don't have the Oak Leaf in this great base of, recreational and commuter cycling, I'm not sure that that's as easy to get past.
Exactly. There's also the importance and practicality of the rails to trails here, whether it was the Oak Leaf or, the upcoming Ride of the Badger. And the Oak Leaf had the iteration of the 76 Trail in particular. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, the 76 Trail was sort of the first, bringing all this, bringing that original, the Morgan and Snead Trail up to, what we know it as today. And that was inaugurated in 1976 for the bicentennial. So it had that, that patriotic motivation behind it as well. It was also said to be 76 miles, the total trail length, but that was always just kind of a misnomer, I think. That just worked out well, so
sure.
That's what they called it. But yeah, the Oak Leaf was known as the 76 Trail up until 1996, but that was the first, the unification of all this, if you want to use that word.
So the one major part of the city that the Oak Leaf, longs to be connected to and from and has long been debated is the Hone connection, somehow getting cyclists over the Hone.
Yeah.
And people can do that for the Ride for the Arts when they shut it down.
Right.
But due to various safety concerns, funding reasons, it hasn't happened. Are there any other major gaps that people in Milwaukee County would like to see connected? Or is the Hone still a point of, not necessarily contention, but still a want for
the county? Yeah, that's the big one. I mean, that makes it getting from the lakefront part of the trail that runs past the Art Museum and Discovery World.
Because usually you'd maybe take the Kinnickinnick River Parkway and then go downtown in some streets and pick it back up
at the
lakefront.
It's not difficult to get around that. I mean, I've done that before, going down to even just to Bayview. But, there's a kind of a run in Bayview where you're on the streets, and there are bike paths, so it's not, it's very doable. But yeah, the Hone would be the one thing that would, it would serve the same purpose that the Hone Bridge does for automobiles. It's a much easier way to get from, the downtown to that part of the city. But they've had a few opportunities to get that done. There doesn't really seem to be the political will on the part of the state to do that. I'd love to see it happen, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that.
Right. And obviously safety is a concern with that one. But overall on the trail, is safety still a concern? Do you think it's improved as the trail has gotten wider? I mean, it's still a mixed-use trail, so people do need to be conscious of where
they're going. There seem to be a lot of the people I talked to who had been riding the trail for, you know, since it was the 76 and, you know, even prior to that. There was sort of this perception that it was unsafe. I'm not sure if any of that really was, if that was really based in reality or not, but, you know, it is an out-of-the-way part of the city, and yeah, I think people's just opinions of safety in the city have changed quite a bit since that time as well. But, you know, as far as I know, there's no major safety concerns today. Obviously, you know, let people know when you're passing it and wear a helmet and be safe as you can when you're riding or running. But I've been riding running the Oakleaf Trail for years now, and it's always, the incredible thing to me is that you can be so close to everything, yet just like feel very removed and like you're in a state park somewhere up north. But it's just this incredible asset to have so close to everything.
And it's a big factor in community engagement. So how are businesses, communities utilizing the trail to set up shop or perhaps encourage further engagement, like, for example, the Urban Ecology Center Trail?
Yeah, the thing that really comes to mind there is the Urban Ecology Center on the east side, because they are, you know, right on the trail. They have a ramp or an access point from their location right down to the trail. And that was, I talked to some people there, and, you know, a big part of getting that to happen was the trail, to have such close access to everything, and to getting that area there in Riverside Park cleaned up, to have the trail there as a, you know, a means of getting that done. Because without that, that's really this, without the trail here, that's really an out of the way part of the city that nobody would really think to ever go. But it's just it's a great catalyst for things all along the trail. And of course, connecting the county parks, there, you know, we have beer gardens now, and, you know, you can even use it to get out to the Three Bridges Park out near the stadium, which is I've been out there, going out there as often as I can. And that's just another incredible part of the city where you feel so removed from everything, but you can literally still see the downtown skyline and the Urban Ecology Center that's out there as well. So it's just, it's a great point to help things develop and just to, you know, to continue this, the trend that the city seems to be on of appreciating these areas.
What's next for the Oakleaf?
Well, they are doing connecting to the Badger Link? Route of the Badger, yeah, which is pretty ambitious project that's going to, with some additional trails and linkages, to make this something that you can, you know, from the Oakleaf, all these other access points to these other local trails. So, yeah, really just as, you know, you can soon, you'll be able to take this as pretty much as far as most people will be able to pedal.
You mentioned that you take it to commute to work, amongst recreation, other things. Before digging into this story, do you now have a newfound appreciation for the pavements you're hitting every day?
I do. I even before I started this, I really didn't know. I mean, I used my portion of the trail to get to where I needed to go, but I didn't realize how expansive it was and just how much this was such a part of just this vision for the city, starting back in the 1800s with this ring of county parks, and that this was really something to serve the citizenry here. And it was just the modern culmination of this long-standing idea of how a city should engage with its natural areas.
Well, Matthew Priggy, thanks for your work and your insight on the Oakleaf. I hope people can appreciate it more and get out on it.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Matthew Priggy is a local writer whose feature on the Oakleaf Trail is in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. You can find out more at wuwm.com.